They are blackbirds, but they are often mistaken for common grackles, red-winged blackbirds, brown-headed cowbirds, and also the Brewer blackbird. But the thing about the rusty blackbird is that they are a lot smaller and slender birds, and they're often seen with pale yellow eyes. So in the winter, they're going to have a more rust-colored. Females tend to be a lot lighter than the males. They will have a buff-colored breast and eyebrow and a rusty color on their back and crown, but they both will have pale yellow eyes. And then the interesting thing about rusty blackbirds is that they only go through one molt. So by the time spring comes, most of their rust color has worn off.
And they do have a little bit different song compared to the other blackbirds.
The rusty blackbird has a kind of a gurgle and then a creak slash squeak sound. So it'll start off kind of jumbled out, gurgly sound, but it'll end in like a high metallic whistle sound, similar to like a creak of a hinged rusty door, a rusty hinge.
There is a rusty blackbird migration blitz taking place. What is this exactly?
So basically the rusty blackbird blitz is hoping to track the hotspots from the migratory journey of the bird. People will kind of plug in their information, see where they found it, and then we're going to have a better idea of where they're going when they do migrate, just to kind of get an idea of their habitat. Since the 1950s, about 95% of the bird population has just disappeared. One of the most biggest disappearance for birds. So we'd like to kind of figure out why it's happening and how we can prevent it.
And are there different times during this migration that, for instance, people in Iowa would see them compared to other parts of the country?
Yeah, definitely. Since they're moving from the southeast area of the United States, the best time here in Iowa to start keeping out for them is beginning of March through mid-April.